What the tech is up? Trying this again for the third time. This is my first time doing having a guest on. But I got a really special guest on with me tonight, my wife. So today, if you heard anything today, I had a few rants in regards to Apple and their software. Now, as I've stated many times, I am an Apple fanboy, right? My wife, I'm not sure if she's a fanboy, fangirl, whatever you want to call it, if not, but I would say her preference is probably iOS. But last night, I picked her up from work, and she went on a nice little rant about Apple. She was really frustrated last night. She had a situation. My wife is a retail manager, and she had a situation or issue last night where she really had to get something taken care of, and let's just say software-wise, she had a lot of trouble in doing it, and so she was really, really frustrated when I picked her up last night. I'm going to let her tell you about the story. These segments, I think, are only 5 minutes long, so babe, what happened last night? Why were you so upset last night?
Okay, so, you know, I had an issue with my computer at work. Updates and things haven't been done as frequently as they need to be done because I'm off site and they often have to remote in to do those things. And there's some issues with the firewall, whatever, what have you. So my Adobe wasn't working. My Adobe Acrobat was not working. And I do a lot in that particular application. Like, I do a lot. You know, I fill a lot of HR paperwork, I-9s, what have you. So I had a young lady come in to do her paperwork. Being married to a techie. Oh, wait, our children are really going in. So let me go tell them to quiet down. Being married to a techie, there are different things that I know to do to... Guys, you gotta calm down. Being married to a techie, there are different things that I know to do, and I've been trained to, you know, figure things out. So I was like, oh, okay, it's no worries. Let me just open up, you know, on my phone, Acrobat on my phone, and I can just, you know, fill it out on my phone. I didn't have my iPad with me, Jay, so let me just say that. Normally, I have my iPad with me. I have an iPad Pro. That my husband got me. Everyone calls me Spoiled Mrs. Jones because he literally spoils me with all this technology. So anyway, so I was like, okay, cool. Like, my husband showed me. I have Acrobat. I can pull it up on my phone and I can do it. So I do that. As annoying as it is to fill out this particular document on my phone, I do it. And I get through the process and I have to email it. So, the email, what email do I use, babe? Spark? I think I use Spark. Right, babe?
Right.
I use the app Spark. And I go to email it through Spark, and I go to open it, and it doesn't give me the option to use Acrobat. So I'm like, shoot, what do I do? So I save it to Dropbox, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll just open it in Dropbox, and I'll be able to send it. I go to my personal Dropbox through the Spark app, and it says that I need to download the particular document. So literally from 6:25, I didn't get off until 12 midnight. That's another story. But from 6:25 until 12 midnight, it would not, it just was spinning and spinning. I closed it out. I opened it back up. I redid things. I kept trying to figure out how to get it done. I even said to myself, okay, bet, I have Scanbot. Let me save it in Scanbot and then try to do it that way. I mean, I tried everything, and I just became so frustrated because at work, I have just a regular desktop, and sometimes I would use my flash drive, and I have a Surface, and before I had my iPad Pro, I had a Surface, and I would always